rates in North America as of last month. There's no question that economics are driving the car-sharing market, but environmental concerns and the adaptation of smartphone technology are factors too. So are cultural changes, says Jeffrey Tumlin of the transportation planning firm Nelson Nygaard.
People of my generation believed that our private automobile said a lot about who we are, that defined our power and our status. The younger generations don't seem to be buying into that anymore, and they're seeing automobiles as simply a tool.
It's hardly surprising, then, that automakers see car sharing as a potential new market. Daimler-Benz owns Car2Go, BMW's offering is Drive Now, Volkswagen and Ford are exploring the market, too. Back in Seattle, David Stewart is about to end his current trip. He breezes into a parking spot, closes the windows, and sets the parking brake.
And it'll automatically end the trip if you put the key in the spot.
Thank you, and we hope to see you again soon.
Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.